Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're together one more time. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries, coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To release and receive. To release a blessing and receive a blessing. Hallelujah. How many know that the more you give is the more you receive? Thank you, Jesus. And so today, the Lord has blessed me and helped me to come today to be a blessing to you. And I thank God. It's good to be together. It's good to use this medium of exchange and communication to come into your homes or your car or your tape or your iPhone or whatever you have to listen to the word of Almighty God and for us to break the bread of life together. Certainly, it's a privilege and an honor to do this in the name of the Lord. Everything that we do in the name of the Lord is a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. He didn't have to choose us. Thank you, God. And so I bless God today to be able to do this. Let us pray and get into the word of God. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and your kindness and for all that you continue to do in all of our lives. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify and honor your holy name. There is truly none like you. None like you nowhere. None so good as you. None so holy as you. None so wonderful as you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Father, speak to us this hour. Speak to us during this time. You know what we all have need of. Let the word be strong in our hearts and full in our hearts. And let us, help us to allow the word to make us free from everything that binds today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? We'll continue with what we started last week. We started with a word from Judges chapter 16, and we were looking at the strong man named Samson. And we looked at the fact that, you know, he was strong and he was blessed and he was anointed, but he messed up. He messed up, and when he realized he messed up, he turned to the Lord God and he said, God, Lord God, remember me. And those words just ring in my heart. Remember me, God. Remember me. Thank you, Jesus. The thief that was next to Jesus on the cross, he said, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, remember me. And I am moved by those words because I realize, as you all realize, that there are times when we mess up and when we go far down the road and look back and say, oh my, did I do that? Did I make this mess? Did this really happen? What was I thinking? What was I doing? How could I have done that? My heart goes out to somebody tonight that made a very terrible mistake. You messed up. You know you messed up. You've been messing up for a long time. You look behind you and you just feel condemned. How in the world could I have done such a thing? It's affected your family, your wife, your children. It's affected your ministry, your walk with God. But you still did it. And you're wondering, what was I thinking? How could I have done that? You feel condemned, but the tears won't wash the pain away. The tears won't even stop. The scar is still there. The hurt is there. Well, I encourage you tonight. I encourage you today, my friend, my brother. I encourage you to turn to God. Lord, remember me. Lord, help me. The Bible says if you confess, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, in the Bible study, we're looking at Samson. And it's interesting because Samson is known as the strong man. He is strong. Here is somebody who was strong and became weak because he let his emotion and other things get the best of him. But you know what? We're not going to focus on what happened, not today, not what he did wrong, but we're going to focus on this. He was strong and he became weak. He was strong and he became weak. And I want to speak to someone today who know you were strong and you became weak. You were up and now you're down. It was okay and now it's not okay. And you wondering, how will I ever be restored? Oh, in the name of Jesus. How can this ever be fixed? How can I ever be received and accepted again? What's going to happen to me now? Well, let me tell you that if God can restore Samson, if God can help this strong man to be strong again, he can help you. Samson was in prison when his strength began to come back. So if you pray to pray the prayer today, whatever day this is, night, day, whatever time this is, wherever you are, if you pray a prayer with me and ask God to remember you and ask God to heal you, deliver you, fix this for you, whether it's your health going down and you know you messed up, you're the one that got yourself into this health condition. My sister, my brother, my friend, my neighbor, ask God to help you now. And if you believe God, and if you trust God, and if you give it to God right now and really mean what you say, God will begin right now to help you. And you can trust him for that. He is faithful. God is a faithful God. And his mercies are new every morning. And so there is mercy and grace for you and for what you have done. And so I encourage you to pray the prayer with me and begin to trust God. Come on, let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, this, my sister, my brother, my friend, my neighbor, has come to you, Lord, asking for help, asking first forgiveness for the wrong, forgiveness for the sin. I have been overeating. I have been eating the wrong things, and that's why I'm not healthy. I'm sick. I have been overspending. That's why I don't have the money. I have been lying and cheating and whatever. I have been. Or I didn't pay attention, God. I just missed it. I didn't mean to miss it, but I did. Lord, I was weak. I didn't stay strong. I didn't keep reading. Or, Lord, I don't know what happened. I don't know how come I'm in this mess, how I feel like this. I don't know what's going on with me, Lord. But I'm coming to you right now because you are God, and I'm giving it to you, and I'm asking you to help me. Remember me, God. Remember me. You created me. You know my name. You call me by name. Remember me, God. I'm coming. I'm here before you in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to help me out of this situation in Jesus' name. My friend, if you pray that prayer with me, then I can promise you from the word of God, your help has already begun. Because God is a helper, he is a strengthener, and vain is the help of man. Because a lot of time man will promise you help, but even though they want to deliver, sometimes they can't. But I tell you, if you trust God, woo, if you rely on the living God, he has help for you. In Psalms 33, beginning at, let's say, verse number 16, the Bible says, there is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Look at what it says. The king is not saved by the multitude of a host. Must be something else. The mighty man, the muscular man, he's not saved just because he has strength. Listen to this, verse 17. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Even when you're depending sometime on these outside forces, they're vain because they don't have exactly what you need. But look, verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Do you reverence God? Do you fear God? Do you hope in him today? Because you prayed that prayer, then you're hoping in God. You're hoping that he will hear you and answer you. Well, I tell you, hope stops right now and continues to be faith, because I promise you, if you prayed that from your heart, it's already begun. See it as a seed under the ground. The ground knows what to do. You're going to start seeing some shoots coming up out of the ground after a while. Only you and God can determine how immediate your turnaround will be. But I promise you, there'll be a turnaround. It says here, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon all them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. That means during the empty season, the drought season, the nothing going on season, the bad season, things looking bad season. He said he'll keep you. That's what he said. He'll keep you. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. God is our help and God is our shield. He is the one that will help us and the one that will cover us. I encourage you, my sister, my brother, to bless God, give God the glory, trust him, rely on him, lean heavily upon the Lord, rely heavily upon him, incline your ear unto him, let him instruct you, because you are relying on him, and he will give you exactly what you need. He'll speak it into your spirit. He'll show you which way you need to go. He'll show you the way that you should walk. The Lord will help you. I want you to trust him today. Give God the glory. God bless you.